Hello? I made it in kind of late today, but I'm here for the first time in like 3 weeks. Yay! It's been a little bit tough with exams and classes, and even today I was like, I should really be putting in more cover letters than going to my radio show and walking for half an hour in the rain. But I miss this, and I think it's the small little creative things in life that makes me able to continue my academic pursuits. So coming here really brings me a little bit of peace. I forget where we left off on the live Panic at the Disco shows, but according to the YouTube search history, we have not done Behind the Sea yet. So this is Behind the Sea live in Chicago, Panic at the Disco. If anyone's kept up with the other shows, like, I'm just trying to get through all the best live shows that I remember. And enjoy.
And it goes like this. Hey, let's, since we're gonna film this one, I wanna remember this. Let's see if we can get a little atmosphere going here. And just, go like this with your hands. There you go. Make it look like the sea.
That
there
kinda looks like waves.
Or Lake Michigan. Either one.
That's way prettier.
Yeah. Oh, that looks good.
Yeah. And that was Behind the Scenes.
My screen went black for a solid second there, and I didn't think I was going to be able to turn that off. Anyways, according to the calculations, I lost 2 listeners while playing that song. So, rude and mean. I love Behind the Sea because it's a lot of Ryan Ross vocals, and just the knowledge that that'll never be played live again kind of makes me sad. A lot of my songs are kind of based off of me listening to random autumn-based albums. So if you have, like, a nice hot coffee and you look and you actually believe in that frazzled English woman style and you have a big scarf on and a nice brown coat and maybe some cute boots, you'll probably like it. The next song I have been listening to a lot in the background, just on my day-to-day walks, so enjoy.
Ba-da. Once I heard a serpent remark, if you try to evoke the spark, you can fly through the dark with the red midnight raven to rule the battleground. So I drew my sword and got ready, but the lamb ran away with the crown. So I drew my sword and got ready. Within me's a liar. He made me glow with a strange desire, and I rode on the fire with a blue sacred opal to bless the battleground. But I turned to see its reflection, and the lamb ran away with the crown. But I turned to see its screamed and wailed and I cursed out loud, and I sailed through the clouds on 10 crested cardinals to guard my battleground. But I laughed so hard I cried, and the lamb ran away with the crown. But I laughed so hard I laughed so hard. Couldn't mean the world.
world's disaster could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love and need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey, go on round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too.
Do you guys see what I mean? As in, this is just peaceful, nice background study music. If anybody is on YouTube and they search up Animal Crossing Chill Crossing Hour, it gives you an hour of just this specific Animal Crossing setup. And it's just all the little characters walking around in like a little Animal Crossing house. And it plays peaceful jazz in the background for an hour with no ads, which is rare to find with study music videos. Anyways, but if you have a TV and you put that on and you do your work, you become 10 times more productive. I know that because I took AP Psychology. It's called Chill Crossing Hour, if anybody wants to know. We have two more songs along this similar theme for today. As you can see, I haven't been able to fully dive into music searching that much in the past couple weeks. I've honestly been so busy, I want to pull my brains out. But if you want to know any of the information, I'm kind of sick of saying the titles and the names of the songs. Since this is all through Spotify, it should come up automatically on the Arouse website. But enjoy.
Don't you cry, little tree. That's the way God wants it to be. Don't you cry, little tree. That's the way God wants it to be.
Cue up the next song, and I'm slowly looking it up now. Hold on. Okay, we're good. Before that, we may have a little guest today because someone is starting out their radio show, and I just got a text that she wants to come in early to figure out that she's doing everything correctly. So you guys may be able to hear a co-host today.
Inside my head.
Will you still love me when I call you up when I'm down? Here in Savannah, it's pouring rain. Palm trees in the porch light like slip like cellophane. When I call you up when I get back to town. I know that you've got all those pretty girls coming on, hanging on your boom, boom pachyderm. Will you tell those girls that you've got German measles? Honey, tell them you got germs. I hope you'll be thinking of me because I'll be thinking of you. Be a peace talk. In some neutral cafe, you lay down, you're sneaking round the town, honey, and I lay down the highway. I've got a blue motel room with a blue bedspread. I've got the blues inside and outside my head. Will you still love me when I get back to town?
Okay, so I'm done with all the peaceful fall sounds, or at least autumn songs, and we're going back into our regularly scheduled program of songs that I may have played before, but I fully don't remember. I'd love to add on a little bit more to this song, but I'm going to be honest, I kind of ran out of ideas of what to play, so I just picked random songs that I know that I enjoy from my big playlist, and pray that you guys haven't heard it before.
Yo! Hey!
Thank you.
I forgot how cool that song was. Anyways, it was called, if I don't butcher it, Nambuzaka Yuki no Wakare. Very good, very fun. There's really no theme going on with the rest of these songs. They're kind of spitter-spatter here and there, and I'd love to have like a little bit of a story in between each one, but I'm going to be so honest with you. I have done nothing but study and work for the past 2 weeks, so it's... There's not really any stories there, unless if you count me, like, not remembering any of Halloweekend. Can't say much. I'm so sorry. Anyways, enjoy the next song. I don't know how much I'm going to keep on talking, and I know someone new is going to come in pretty early, and I think I'm going to show her the ropes, but other than that, enjoy.
Let the waitress put the chairs up. Let the glasses that she broke form a picture of our leader with a halo made of smoke. Let the golden oldie station crackle and come through with a final benediction. We'll before we say goodnight, let her talk about the ball game and the weather show we care, like a sound we didn't notice until it stopped and left us there. With the traffic and our heartbeats beating in straight time, let our hatred and affection march in the same line before we say goodnight. Oh, protect our secret handshake once more. Let the toast to absent members push through the ceiling before we say goodnight.
This is so off topic, but I don't know if anyone's seen the show Arcane, or at least like the second season that's been released, but as someone who's been like obsessed since it came out like 3 years ago, I've been watching it. Like, I keep on rewatching the episodes like I don't know how to explain it, but as someone who doesn't watch TV normally, that show is just so important to me, and I think a lot of it reminds me of Grimes, especially the music that's played, and it reminded me how like Magdalena Bay did Image, but with Grimes featuring in it, and it's very good. So this is again another more like basic indie pick, but I enjoy it at least.
The seats are empty. The theater is dark. So why do you keep dancing? Oh yeah.
What's the best you've got? I forgot.
Confidence, confidence in me. Oh,
Hey. I think I'm just going to play one more song. And if this girl shows up, then I'll show her how everything works on the studio. But if she doesn't, then I kind of need to get home. And I know that I have a really nice salad in the fridge. And I have my favorite salad dressing from Aldi also in the fridge. And I need to have a boring day with some coffee. But that's about all. Everybody here is having a wonderful, wonderful rainy day in. We actually did get a request from Bennett. So I asked everybody on my story. I was like, hey, I need at least like some type of request for this show. And no one responded to me. And he really wanted Sophia on Stevens. So we're playing Goodbye Evergreen. And this will be our final show of the day.